104.9 The Hawk, a great show, great entertainment. Coming back to New Hampshire, seems to happen every year or so. This Sunday, back at the Palace Theater down in Manchester, is a Canadian hero, a producer, an icon, one of the best improvisational comedians of all time, Colin Mochrie. And Colin, it's good to chat with you again. Thank you for giving me a call.
Oh, always a pleasure. I just love listening to your introduction of me.
I read it from your profile, so I did the best that I could. How have you been? It's been a couple of years since we last chatted.
I have been good, doing a lot of touring, which is always fun, and also managing to find some downtime to spend with my wife, so that's always nice.
Well, I try to do the same thing with my wife. We both work in radio, so it's a little hectic, but whenever we can take the downtime, we do take it. When you're not on tour and tolerating Brad, what is it that you like to do?
Just relax. You know, at home, I do all the cooking. My wife, Deb, has not cooked since 1990 and is very happy about that. I find it very relaxing. And, so I tend to be more of a homebody when I'm actually home.
What is your favorite thing to cook?
I love, we have Canadian Thanksgiving coming up. So a turkey dinner with all the trimmings, that is my passion.
Whenever you come here to New Hampshire, it seems to be every year or so. I always look forward to it because I grew up on Whose Line Is It Anyway? So whenever the opportunity comes to see you live, I always try to do it. And I always recommend, hey, if you've seen the show, go out and see it live, because the audience is part of the show, much like the Whose Line that people have seen on TV.
Absolutely. The audience is like a part of our improv troupe. We're getting all our information from them. We're having them on stage with us. It's even more interactive than the TV show. Every scene starts with something from the audience, and that's where it's fun for us because we get some of the weirdest stuff thrown at us.
Because it's different depending on where you go.
And exactly.
This time you and Brad are out, you're quote, asking for trouble, which improv is always different depending on where you go. So what can people expect from you two on Sunday? Granted, it all depends on what people shout at you.
Exactly. We've developed new games. We do this thing in the show, which is a musical tribute to the town that we're in, which is, you know, interesting since only one of us can actually sing.
One of the things I was going to touch on with Whose Line, that I can't sing either, but I always loved your approach during Hoedown or anything. You took the William Shatner, I'm going to speak my lines approach, which is exactly what I do if I am ever forced to sing.
Exactly. I mean, it bothers me because I have the soul of a musical comedy performer, just none of the equipment. So I try to find a way to get around it and still not lose any credibility, which hasn't happened yet.
with Whose Line, it's been renewed, I think, for a 21st season, which congratulations to you and Brad and Aisha. Congratulations to everybody that's been involved with that. Did you ever have a favorite skit that you love to do every time that you did Whose Line?
My favorite was consistently the greatest hits. First of all, I got to sit down, which is always nice. And then, you know, it was Ryan and I doing some banter. And then we throw it over to those incredible musical improvisers. So it was a scene where I got to be a participant, but I also got to be an audience member. And I always enjoyed it.
Which, I mean, there's always some that I always look forward to. The musical ones, I always look down and I don't know how Wayne does it. I don't know how they can just do that on the fly. But, you know, scenes from a hat or when you're in front of the green screen reporting live, those were always some of my favorite parts because that you shine with whatever you do. But then you just had so much fun up there that we were all having fun with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great cast. And I've known Ryan for, almost 50 years now, and Brad and Greg and Wayne have all become really good friends through Whose Line. So it really is the best gig. It was two weekends out of the year where you just get together with your friends, you goof around, and that's it.
Talking with Colin Mochrie, he and Brad Sherwood bringing the Asking for Trouble, pretty much a live Whose Line show to the Palace Theater this Sunday. Tickets are on sale, palacetheater.org. With a lot of shows, they struggle to even stay relevant for 3 to 5 seasons. But here we are when we incorporate the radio show, the British version, the American version. It's been around since 1988. Why do you feel like Whose Line has been able to to keep going and lasting for over 36 years?
A lot of it is luck, I think. I think we just came in at the right time. We had the right cast. You know, it was unlike anything else. It wasn't a sitcom. So, at that point, sometimes with sitcoms, you can almost come up with the joke before the actor does, because there's sort of almost a mathematical equation. So da-da-da-da-da-da, punchline. Mm-hmm. And with Whose Line, you never knew where a punchline was coming or a setup was coming. It was just anarchy in its finest form. And, and as I say, everyone in the cast had their own sort of stamp. People had something that they loved about each individual person. Mm-hmm. And together, it just sort of all worked. So we were fortunate, and we had the right cast, and I'd like to take most of the credit.
as you should.
Yeah.
With our radio stations, you know, in our music, it's typically geared towards, you know, an older generation. We're playing the classics. But I've noticed over the years of watching Whose Line, when Drew and now Aisha would go into the crowd either to get an idea or an audience member for a volunteer, there's a variety of ages in the attendance. It's not people from, you know, that have just been watching you for decades. You're getting some of the younger people in the audience. Have you found that improv isn't limited to a specific demo or age of people, that it continues to expand?
It really does. I mean, we found, Brad and I found out, like, maybe 10, 15 years ago, our audiences were getting younger, which doesn't happen with a touring act.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because kids were catching up with Whose Line on YouTube and sort of becoming fans of that. So, and it was because of that we ended up doing the show on the CW. And, you know, even now, we have everything from 10-year-olds to 90-year-olds. And because it's just goofy, we're not doing political humor, we're not doing a specific kind. It's just goofy fun, and I think that's sort of ageless.
Now, whenever you've come to town, I've always had the privilege to chat with you. I, unfortunately, I've never spoken to Brad, but you guys have been touring together since, I think, like the early 2000s. What I want to ask you, and feel free to lie or be honest, is he really a good guy, or does he just have dirt on you? Is that why you keep him around?
Well, part of it was I felt so sorry for him. He really doesn't have a lot going for him. So it was sort of a pity thing, taking him out on the road. But what has been great over the 22 years we've been doing this is we complement each other in that he is a details guy. Mm-hmm. He's a little OCD. So there's things he'll see that I would never notice, that he starts to make the tour better. And I'm just there to make sure he doesn't have a stroke.
Well, you both play your parts perfectly.
So far, so good.
So, it's been, 22-ish years. So something's working right. One of the things that, you know, with comedy, with Whose Line, every once in a while, you would be able to make one of the other performers, you'd break them, they'd break character, they'd start laughing. And a couple years ago, you were on Last One Laughing up in Canada, and you had a slew of comedians that were in there. How difficult was it for you to outlast everyone and also beat out the other Canadian comedic icon, Tom Green? Because I watched the series, and it's entertaining, but what was it like to be you in that?
It was like a CIA psychological experiment. We're locked in a room together for 6 hours. And, you know, I pretty much knew everybody, so there's that. And usually when you get together with comedians, you know, you're telling your horror stories on the road or whatever, and so laughing is just a part of it. For me, the hardest thing was to remember, oh yeah, this is the game. I'm not supposed to laugh. I'm supposed to. And then there were times, you know, you come up with different bits. And I'd have this bit and I think, okay, this will get rid of someone, and nothing. Just no reaction. That was really... it really damaged my psyche. But doing the last hour with Tom was like, it was great. I mean, by the end, I was pretty drunk.
Yeah, you guys were at the bar.
Doing shots. I thought, oh. And I thought, I have no more stuff. I have nothing left. So, and I knew if we went into overtime, I was going to be in trouble. But he sort of came up with his own destruction, which I loved.
Which, I mean, I remember like seeing the end of that, and I'm pretty sure that's what you said at the end. It was like, I got nothing left, and it was right when he was breaking, and he just kind of put his head down and started chuckling. It's like I would have been happy with either one of you winning because I had grown up on Tom Green and you with Whose Line. So for me, it was like these two guys who I have watched from my childhood into my adulthood, that two completely different approaches to comedy, but they were so good at what you did. And then when you won, I was like over the moon. And then if you're comfortable with it, I would love for you to elaborate a little bit on Rainbow Camp, because each of the comedians, you were trying to raise money and you wanted to donate it to Rainbow Camp. And for those that are unaware of why you chose Rainbow Camp, are you able to expand on that? Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Rainbow Camp is a camp that caters to the LGBTQ plus community. It's been going on for quite a while now, but you know, they're always facing financial hardships. I sort of got to meet them. My wife and I did a show for them, and my daughter is a trans woman, so we were very committed to helping out that segment of the population and sort of raising awareness. And the people who run it are just the loveliest, kindest people. So I was very happy that we were able to, I was able to win and give them that money. I tried to take a percentage of it, but apparently I'm not allowed to do that, whatever. So they were able to keep the camp going, expand programs, hire more people, and this is something that's very close to my heart. It's one of those things where I think, you know, it's 2024. At this point, we should all kind of be enjoying each other and working towards making the world a better place. We should be in Star Trek territory right about now, but we seem a little behind.
A little, but I mean, with you doing that, more, there's more and more people that are doing a lot of good in the world. And I think, unfortunately, it does get overshadowed with a lot of stuff that is going on. I have a friend who has transitioned. She has now really come out of her shell and really found herself as a person. So I thank you, because something like that, I know, helped her with her journey. And it means obviously a lot to you with your daughter. So thank you for everything that you've done to help out the Rainbow Camp and to help out the community as well. So thank you very much, Colin.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Colin and Brad, they're going to be Asking for Trouble this Sunday, palacetheater.org. You're going to have a great time. It's Whose Line on the Road. If you're in the audience, you're going to have a good time. You're also not safe, and you may be part of the show. So Colin, thank you again for a few minutes of your time. I really appreciate it, and can't wait to chat with you again.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
More music coming up next on 104.9 The Hawk.